Okay, we have a few lines left on Mem Chesem Beis. A few lines left before the next Mishnah. Tanya, was speaking about what the halacha of an Eved Kenani in the middle of the second stages, and now we just have a couple of lines left of Agada before the next Mishnah. Tanya, Rabbi Chanina Benosha Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, says, "Mipnei ma gerim bizman hazeh meunin v'yisurin ba'en aleihen." Why are gerim bizman hazeh meunin? Why do they suffer v'yisurin ba'en aleihen? Why do they have difficult times? The Ritva says this doesn't mean that we don't have difficult times. All Jews have difficult times, but we know our difficult time is because of there's something called schus avos, but there's something called also that we're paying for our avos. Right, the Meraglim, the Egel, but we know why we have difficult times, because we're in Galus for various reasons. But what the Ritva says, the Gerim, once they become part of the Jewish people, why is it right that they have difficulties? Answer number one, Bipri Shelo Kimu Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Rashi explains, they weren't Mekayim Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but Odan Ovdei Kochavim, because when they weren't Jewish, they didn't keep Sheva Mitzvah Enoch completely, totally, perfectly. So therefore, we punish them. Rashi says, V'yad Hashalo, Afriyami Naya, why did they get paid up till now? Only when they could become Jewish? Says Rashi, yeah. Because usually, Peronis Geduza Lahem La'asilavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is usually saving the difficult times for La'asilavo when he is still one of the Umos Ha'olam. But once he becomes Jewish, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish him now, so that La'asilavo, it'll be completely wonderful. That is Rabbi Chanan Yeshita. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aryus, Ger Sheniska, Yer Kekotin Shenola Dami. The famous line that a Ger that converts is like a new person. So what do you mean he has to be punished for what his actions were beforehand? So what do you mean? So Elas, that's why he's going to give, Rabbi Yossi is going to give a different reason for why they are Mu'unim Yisur and Ba'an Aleihem. The Aruch Laner says, fascinating, that really, what do you mean, the first Mandamar doesn't hold to this principle? Gershon is guy Gunshin Olodami, everybody holds of that. So the first Mandamar, what does he hold? So Arachlaner assumes that even the first Mandamar holds Gershon is guy Gunshin Olodami. The Machlokes is, though, that do we say, I'll read it to you, Vade Gamtarakama Haki Svirale, the Lekam Mandamar Dish Kurva Lager, El Yesh Lomar, the Tarakam Verbiosi Bahapli. Tanakama sover after Chashvira and like a Kaddish and Nola. The Tanakama holds, even though we consider him Kaddish and Nola Dami, Mikol Makom, we don't say it was as if he was not alive beforehand. He's not related to what he's had beforehand, meaning to his relatives, etc. But Lo Chashvira Kilo Lo Chai Mikol Demgiris Klal. But what do we consider it? Kilo Hayachai Vameis VeNolarata. We consider it as if he died. He lived and he died, now he's born again. And therefore he's chayiv for what he did, b'chayiv harishon, in his first life. But Shekhin Rabbi Yossi says, no, ki'ilu lo hayachai me'olam, as if he didn't live at all. So therefore, even both of them agree, gershis gai karchon olodami, but the machlokas is, do we say that it's chay meis chay, or do we say that we have to worry about his previous life? His previous, literally his previous life. Or the Rachel says, maybe the Machlokas is whether Kachan Shenolad is not only Bedinei Adam, but also Bedinei Shemayim. Maybe Kachan Shenolad is only Bedinei Adam, but Bedinei Shemayim is not Kachan Shenolad. Those are his two possibilities to explain how the first Manda Amar also holds of the principle. There is a major discussion in the postkim regarding various issues about Gershon Hizgayer. First of all, what's the makar for Gershon Hizgayer? We touched on this before, and that is, there is no makar quoted in Shas. The principle comes up a number of times, but there is no makar quoted in Shas. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Devarim, Veschanan, Meshech Chachma says, he quotes the Chasam Sofer in Avodah Zarah, who has the Temiyah. He doesn't answer. He says, Mehechan Yatsu Chazal Dover Zeh. He doesn't know where this principle came from. So the Meshech Chachma says, Lo Daiti Pashut, what is the Makar? The Yatzalahem, the Mistama Hayel Yosi Mitzrayim Nashim Harbe. People in Mitzrayim, many of the Jews that left Mitzrayim, must have been married to people who the Torah was going to Aser. Must have been. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, right, it was a aunt and a nephew. Was it an aunt and a nephew? So Mistama, there were a lot of people like that. Amram Yochiach, Shagadol Adar Hayev Naso Dodaso. V'chein Amri says many were Aser. But the Torah still goes out of its way, once they went back to their They're after Har Sinai, Shuvu Lochem Lahalechem. Go back to your tent, and the Gemara says, Eino El El Ishto. The tent means your wife. So everybody can go back to their wives. What do you mean you can go back to your wife? Some of them were Nasar by Matan Torah. The answer is it must be Gershon's Gai Gunshin Olodami. That's the Meshach Chachma's a suggestion of Gershon is Gai. Shuvu Lochem Lahalechem. Others suggest maybe it's Psukim in Rus, like we just had earlier on yesterday's daf. But that is a discussion. But there are halachic issues that come up. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer, Dalid, Samach Dalid, where he was asked, a whole family converted. Whole family converted. They're not related to each other. So what about Yichud? What about the Isra of Yichud? You have a brother and a sister who aren't related to each other living in the same house. A man and a woman. They're not related. How can they be home alone? So we know a brother and a sister of Jews. So the halacha, they shouldn't dar bekvius. They shouldn't dar bekvius alone. But Akrai, it's not really Be'ikra did. They shouldn't judge bekvius. But what about here? What about a father? The father, nobody's related to anybody. So how are they allowed to live together? So Rav Moshe says the Isser of Yichud isn't totally on halachic relations. The Isser of Yichud is totally on teva. And therefore, if you have a brother and a sister, or a father and a daughter, that are biologically related, even though halachically related, they're not related, still there is no Isra of Yichud. Right? It comes up by adoptions. Adoptions, there are serious shilas. Because that's the opposite. That is not biologically related. But you might say, they've been living together for 25 years. But that's a separate issue of adoption and Yichud. But Rav Moshe says, Be'elush in Isgairim B'neim Uvenoseihem Mistaver Deleka Isra Yichud. So it must be not. Tekiva Tehu Deleka Tekifas Yetzer Le'imo Ubita Hu Inyan Tivi. V'loshayech, we don't say here, Gershus Gai Gashin Oladami, because the din doesn't remove this Inyan HaTivi. And therefore, there's no problem. It says, look at the daughters of Lot, how to convince their fathers, how to make him drunk. Obviously, there was no Yetzer there. There was no Teva, even though there were all the other women in the world. But still, there's no Taiva he assumes for a brother or a sister, and also for parents. That's his tshuva. He has a couple of questions here. That's his first piece in this tshuva. Gershon is Geyer, but Isser Yichud doesn't apply. So that is, all we had was option number one and a rejection. So again, why did the Geyerim have it tough? Either because they're being punished after what they did earlier, so he said that can't be, according to Rabbi Yossi, Gershon is Geyer. Ella, answer number two, v'pnei ma me'unin, why do they suffer? L'fi she'ein b'kiyin b'dikduke mitzvos ki Yisrael. Because this is related to some of the approaches we had yesterday on Kushan Yisrael Gerim Kisapachas, that they're not as medaktik in mitzvahs like Jews. Now they're full Jews, but they're not as medaktik as they should be. So that's why they find difficulties. Again, remember that Ritva. We also have difficulties. The Gemara is just asking, why do they have their own difficulties? Number three, Abachadan Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Lefisha'in Osin Me'ahava Ela Me'yira. They act more out of fear, Rashi quotes, Yiras Gehenim, more than Ahava. Yira out of Ahava. Tosis here discusses stiras from all over, and that is why sometimes Ava and Yira are both good, sometimes Ava and Yira are both bad, and sometimes Ava is good and Yira is bad. So different, you have to figure out exactly which type of Ahava and which type of Yira we're talking about. Right, the Gemara says that Ha'osa Be'ava Me'ira, he quotes Gemara in Shabbos, Shem L'Shevach, Shem L'Gnai. So you got to work out which Ahava, right, is good Ahava and which Yira is good Yira. Yira's Ha'Romamus, Yira's Ha'Onesh. Okay, so that's a discussion at Tosfos. Number four, Acherim Omrim. If you thought the previous one was tough. Because they waited so much before they became Jewish. That's why they're punished. So what does that mean? They waited, what do you, they have no chiyuv. Chiyuv to become Jewish. So where do you know that from? You know that from Rus. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Vitim Rabbi Chanina, my Krah, do you know that from? Because Boaz tells Rus, Yishalim Hashem pa'aleich, Hashem will repay your actions, Usahim maskurtech shleima me'im Hashem alakei Yisrael, and you'll get a complete paycheck, Asher bas lachsos v'chobar, as you, because you quickly came to come onto the Kanfei Ashkina. So that's what the Makar is from Rus, that you have to come quickly. Stosis here discusses that wasn't Rus very old at the time. So what do you mean she came quickly? Wasn't she the granddaughter of Eglon, Melech Moab? So she was nice and old at the time that she married Rus. So what exactly she became quickly? So this deals with, maybe she wasn't, literally, the Chazal said that she was the bas bito shel Eglon, from Sefer Shoftim. So maybe it wasn't literal, maybe it just means the descendant of Eglon. Again, that's Tosfos' discussion exactly how the Makar works. But what's the nature of the din? So if you look in the don't have a complete pshat, but the Ahavas Eson, which is on the side of the Ein Yaakov, here quotes the Chazal in Masechta Shabbos that Gerim Mazlayu Havi Bahar Sinai. The neshama of Gerim were all at Har Sinai. V'gam paskazu amasam. They also reached levels at Har Sinai. The Gerim. I know which shevet were they standing next to? That was a question that I once heard. I never saw her an answer to. What shevet were Gerim? Did the Gerim live? The Shara Kolel. They went into the Shara Kolel in the Beis Hamikdash. But when they in the you know when we're all going to live in a certain chelik in Eretz Yisrael, where are the Gerim going to live? What in the Ari Levium? Either way, but at least they were at Har Sinai. On a Kabbalistic level, they were at Har Sinai. Umishimhaki, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu has been talking after them. Why? Because they already have this Netiyah. They already have this Netiyah towards Torah. They were at Har Sinai. The Chidah even adds. Unbelievable. The principle we were just speaking about. Gershon is Gaier, Gershon Ola Dami. Why is it Gershon is Gaier? Why not Goyshon is Gaier? What do you mean Gershon is Gaier? Is that a Ger yet? Why has everybody ever thought about it? It's Goyshon is Gaier. No, he already has a Netiyah already. But even beforehand, that's why the principle is Gershon is Gaier. So again, maybe that's pshat. Rabbi Yaakov Edom still doesn't accept it. What do you mean? But he still didn't have a chiyuv. So he says, in the bet here on the goes Yavetz, that he thinks, no, it means, and this answers Tosa's question as well, once they accepted and made up their minds to convert, after that they have to do it quickly. Not up until the time they come to the realization they want to convert. No. But it's once they come to the realization, then they do it quickly. That's what we're talking about. And they would get punished if not. You find sometimes in halacha, machshava kamaisa by important issues, by tztaka. If somebody has a machshava to give a certain amount of tztaka, in some cases, it could be halachically binding, even though there was no concretization of the thought. Again, just in general terms, not lamaisa. But so here too, that's what Rebbe Akiva suggests. And Rus, right when she accepted and decided to do it, she did it quickly. So forget how old she was, Tosa's answer. But she decided right away. Yeah. But we don't let them do it. So maybe they haven't decided completely yet, because we try to convince them otherwise. Only when they see the problems and they have that commitment, so then they have to do it quickly. Yeah.
So what would the Yavit say about us?
What about punished? Again, the Ritva said on that first line that why is it only asking about Gerim? Because we know why we have problems. Because our forefathers did the Egel and the Meraglim. We know why we all have Tzaris. But the Gemara is only asking about the Gerim because we can understand why we have Tzaris. But why do the Gerim have Tzaris? Okay. Okay, so there's more to talk about here. Gershon is Gaier. Goyshon is Gaier. But we go to the next Mishnah. Mas Nisan. We've referred to this Mishnah earlier, but now we get to the Mishnah itself. What is a mamzer? Out of which relationship, the product of which relationship is a mamzer? A zehu mamzer. So just remember the discussions we had on Daf Mem Hei Mabez already. 2 days in the Rashba. Remember that. A zehu mamzer. 3 shitas listed in the Mishnah. Number 1. Kol she'er basar shehu b'lo yavo div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, a relative she'er basar shubalo yavo that is chayve lavin, that there's an aveira. Right, again, there's different levels of averos in halacha. Rabbi Akiva says even chayve lavin, where there is no punishment of death or kares, even just chayve lavin, one is that relationship is creates mamzeris. Right, Rashi quotes nose chalutzaso. Nosei chalutzaso, according to Rabbi Akiva's daraisa, right? We learned that in the previous Mishnah. So that is usur. Rashi does point out that this Rabbi Akiva is different than that Rabbi Akiva we had earlier, because Rabbi Akiva we had earlier on Daf Mem Dalid even included machzer grushaso, even included a chayve lavin that was not based on a kurva, on a relative. But Rashi points out that this Rabbi Akiva is different than the previous Rabbi Akiva. We're going to have 3 pshatim of Rabbi Akiva. 3 views of Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. But Rashi's view here, again, other Rishonim don't agree, but Rashi's view here is Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah's view is, what is it? It's Chayvei Lavin based on Kurva, not plain Chayvei Lavin. Chayvei Lavin, like a Kohen to, that's what he said before. A Kohen to a Grusha. So before, that's nothing to do with Kurva. But that was Rabbi Akiva earlier, it said that's a Mamzer. Here, this view does not hold that he's a Mamzer. Dafka Chayvei Lavin that comes out of Kurva. Shimna, let's just finish. Shimna Timni Omer, Kol Shachayavan Alav Karis B'dei Shemayim. Shimna Timni says, no, Chayvei Krisus. Chayvei Krisus, or worse. Right, worse than Chayvei Krisus, Chayvei Mises Bezdin. So Shimna Timni says, even Chayvei Krisus, V'halacha Kidvarav. And the halacha is like him. Unusual for a Mishnah to stick that in. Tosva says, in general, we don't have to hold like that Whenever the Mishnah has halachic gedvarav, we usually don't have to go like that. Here we happen to. Yes, we do. We do follow Rishim HaTibni here, but that's the top Tosfos. Here we follow it, even though we usually don't always have to. And number three, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Shechayav Adalav Misas Bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chayvi Krisis is also not good enough, but Chayvi Misas Bezdin. Which again, interesting, Chayvi Krisis doesn't have Tvisas Kiddushin. Right, so what's Rabbi Yeshua's sheet? He's based on a pasuk, as we'll see in the Gemara. But the Achronim explained, Rabbi Yeshua seems to be based on the fact, what's a mamzer? What do you need for mamzer? It's not eat tvisas kiddushin, because then krisis would be enough. It must be a certain level of chomer ha'isser. We said already from Avachanan that eat tvisas kiddushin itself could be a reflection of chomer ha'isser. But Rabbi Yeshua says you need an even greater level, a more stringent level of chomer ha'isser, and that's why only chayvi misas bezdin. So we have three shitas in the Mishnah. What creates mamzeris? Chayvi lavin related to kurva, chayvi krisis, or chayvi misas bezdin. Remember the Berachas Avraham I see also here quoted just as matama that on the Mishnah based on the Tosas we had earlier. Tosas and Daftav Zayin said you can even have a mamzer from what? Remember that Tosas? Even from an Isser Durabanan. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? That's the biggest Kiddush. So at least a Bitsarach Ian. But really you could have even just from an Isser Durabanan. We have mentioned before also a machloka discussion in the Poskim. And that is, Mamzeris is created by these Averis. What if there is no Maisabia? Can you create Mamzeris without a Maisabia? This is the big discussion of artificial insemination. A number of questions come up by artificial insemination. One we'll talk about in a minute is, how do you get the zera of the man? Or let's see, how do you procure that? But anyway, the first issue related to Ardaf is Mamzeris. Can you have a Mamzer without a BS Isser? So the Rav Moshe, as a tshuva, well-known tshuva, in the first chelik of Eben Ezer in Simen Yud, where he discusses a case where a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, went 10 years without having a child. She was very disturbed, she was upset, and she went without the knowledge of her husband and had herself artificially inseminated by a doctor. The doctor can't tell for sure who the donor was, not the husband's, but was he Jewish, was he not Jewish? Rav Moshe says, Rov Zera in the world is not Jewish, you can assume the kid that it was not Jewish, but Rav Moshe was asked, the Shaila was, is this woman Nesera Salbaila? Right? She did it without her husband's knowledge, now is she an Ashes Ish as Insa? All of a sudden she has the Zera of another man in her. So Rav Moshe holds, he need Borer, she below B.S. Ish Lo Nesu Ish Salbaila. For sure, there is no Issa Labayla from without a Maisabiyah. That's where Moshe Shita, you need a Maisabiyah. No Maisabiyah, no Mamzeris. That's where Moshe Shita. So even if you have another from another man, no problem halachically in terms of Mamzeris. In terms of Issa Labayla. Then he goes the next step and says Mamzeris as well. You can't have a Mamzer without a Maisabiyah. V'chein avladu kosher, shagan Mamzeris hu rak shehaya al yedei biya. Avol benis abra al yedei shenichras hazera shal acher b'me'el bambati. He says, what about in a test tube or in a bathhouse? Ukahad osan arofim bizmanenu eino Mamzer. V'af shehaya zera shal acher mikrovela. Even if the zera is from her father. From her father-in-law. Rav Moshe says, the child is not a mamzer. He says, just like, he quotes what everybody quotes, the discussion of the Taz in Yerodea. Taz in the Bach quotes the story of Ben Sira. They say, Ben Sira nis'aber ba'ambati. I'll read you the Lashon in a minute. But that is Rav Moshe's shita. And he says, you don't have to worry that the kid is Jewish. You don't have to worry who the child marries, because this is the issue. He says at the end of the shu, the last line, the husband doesn't have to support this kid. He doesn't have to pay for mizonos. It was against his knowledge that maybe the where... Right there, that this is not his child. But that's Ramosha's Shita. Rav Avadya also has a big shuva about this, in Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, Simon Aleph, where he discusses a number of issues. Number one, how do you get the Zera? How do you get the sperm of the man? How do you get it out? He's going to be motzi it, but you didn't do the are the isurim related before you get to the stage of the artificial insemination? He quotes poskim who are very machmir, meaning in terms of you want to say it's l'shem puravu, but stop time right after you're motzi the zera, whichever way that the poskim says is best to do. So then before you get to that stage, isn't there a problem that you didn't have puravu yet, you didn't have the maisabia, and you've already gotten the zera? Is that an issue of hashchas zera levatala? So he has a big tshuva about that. He's meiko eventually, where he says it is l'toeles. This is not called levatala because you're going to use it l'shem puravu. But again, the first part of the tshuva is this issue. What about mamzeris? And he quotes this story in Yerodea that the Taz of the Bach quotes. where they quote that an Isha Nida is allowed to sit on the sheets of her husband during the time that she is a Nida. And we're not worried she's going to become pregnant, because even if she does, there's no Isser of becoming pregnant Peshas Nidus if there's no Maisa Biyah. So he quotes all many different halachas that you learn from that story, and the child is not considered a Ben Anida, which is Pagum. But that is a discussion in Rav Avadia. Again, a huge discussion in the postkim, just related to our issue, is whether a Maisa Biyah is required from Mamzeris. Rav Moshe holds that you need a Maisa Biyah. With no Maisa Biyah, no Mamzeris. Okay, so we have three different shitas in the Mishnah. What creates mamzeris? Chayve lavin that are based on kurva, chayve krisus, or chayve misas best. Continuing the Mishnah. Amar Reb Shimon ben Azai. Matzasi Megillas Yochanan Yerushalayim. I found on an old scroll in Yerushalayim. The kasava, it was written on it, ish ploni mamzer meishas ish. So and so is a mamzer because his mother was an Eishes Ish Zinsa. L'kayim div Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, and Rabbi Shimon ben Azai brought this Megillah to prove Rabbi Yeshua. Because what does it say? It says he's a mamzer from an Eishes Ish. And we don't assume that it just Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that that's just the story. We assume it was Dafka written to prove to me that Dafka Chai Be Misos is what is needed for mamzeris. Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Ish, wonders, why didn't the Megillah just say Chai Be Misos, the category? Why pick Eishes Ish, which is just one example in the category of Chayvei Misas Bezdin? Why did the Megillah say he's a mobster because he's a product of Chayvei Misas? Tosfos answers, interesting, that Eishes Ish is a Chiddush. Eishes Ish is the most cow of Chayvei Misas Bezdin. Why? Number one, it is Bechenek. The most kal chayvei misas skilas reifa herik chenek, right, strangulation, that's that onesh reflects on the chumras avera or the lack thereof. And number two, this is the only iser that is temporary. The yesh laheter b'chay osra, temporary even in the life of the one who asers. By wife's sister, that's also temporary. If the wife dies, then you can marry your sister. But Eishes Ish, once she gets divorced, even when her oser now is still alive, she has a heter. This is the only Chayvei Misas Bezdin that has that. So therefore, these two points reflect that it's kal. So that's why he says that in the Megillah, even from Eishes Ish, which is the most kal Chayvei Misas, still mamzeris can be created. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, yeah. What about Eishes Ish? No, it might be, according to Rabbi Akiva, it might mean Chayvei Lavid Shel Kurva and Chayvei Krisus, period. Chayvei Krisus, period. Kurva might just be that limit. Yeah. Eishes Ish? Chayvei Mises Bezdin. Eishes Ish, if you're Mizana with an Eishes Ish. Well, it's more Chomer. You don't need Kurva. You don't need Kurva. Okay, second half of the Mishnah. Nothing to do with Mamzeris. Ishto Shemesha Mutar Bachosa, as we just said. A woman that dies, then the man, her husband, can marry her sister. Not only that, but even if Reuven first divorces his wife, and then his wife dies, then Reuven can marry his wife's sister. You don't say, because she was usher for a moment, right? Achos Grusha, you know, she's usher forever. No, that's also mutter. Nisis la'achar v'meisa, if she marries somebody else and then dies, again, mutter b'achosa. Doesn't matter what she did afterwards. Once his wife dies, he can marry the sister. Yevimto shemesa, and what about Yevama? Yevama that dies, but the bachosa, again, she's no stronger than a real wife. Shemeres Yavam. Chalas lava mesa, if a person does chalitza to a woman and then that woman dies, mutar bachosa, again, mutar with the sister. This is la'achar mesa, mutar bachosa. Again, the yisod of the second half of the Mishnah is by a wife or by a shemeres Yavam, once they die, the man is allowed to marry their sisters. So, okay. My time to Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? That even Chayvei Lavin that are based on She'er Basar are included, create Mamzerus, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Bo Yikach Ish Esh Eshes Aviv, Velo Yigalek Kenaf Aviv. A man shouldn't take the wife of his father, or he shouldn't reveal the wing, the Kenaf, the corner of his father, Kenaf, She'ra'a Aviv, Lo Yigalek. So he darshin, the Kenaf, the corner that the father saw, What does saw mean? The Rashash says that this is Lashon Nikiya for Maisabiya, Shashime Shido, a kanat that the father was with, Lo Yigaleh, he should not reveal. So what is included in that pasuk? Who is the Knaf Aviv? So this is a machlokas tanoim, which we're going to have later on, but one of the sheets is Rabbi Yehuda, Vesavalak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who interprets this pasuk as referring to a chayve lavin, to Amar ba'anusas aviv akasim adaber, refers to a woman who was ne'enas by the father, to habila chayve lavin, and the next pasuk, very close to this pasuk, it says, Vesamach leilo, yavamamzi b'kal Hashem, Alma mehani havi mamzer. So this is the makar. Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that interprets this pasuk as referring to Chayvi Lavin, and it has mamzeris right there. So that's the makar for Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. But now the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes two other mesoris about what Rabbi Akiva's shita really was. Two other mesoris. And if we have a different makar, what Rabbi, different shita, so we can have a different source. According to Rabbi Simai, he includes, he has a mesorah that Rabbi Akiva held, all chayvei lavin, like we had in the last Mishnah, all chayvei lavin, even ones that are not based on kurva, meaning just like grusha l'kohen, and Rabbi Yeshevav, demar b'afilu chayvei asei, Rabbi Yeshevav includes not only chayvei lavin, but even chayvei asei. The pasuk says, was the example that's always given of chayvei asei, mitzri v'adomi. The pasuk says you're allowed to marry a mitzri or adomi after a few generations. After a few generations, though, you can marry a Mitzri or Adomi. There's no it doesn't say you're not allowed to. It just says you're allowed to marry a Mitzri or Adomi after a few generations. So what if you marry them earlier? That's called an Isser Asay. You violated an Asay. So Revi Yeshevav says that even from Chayvi Aseya Mamzeris. So therefore, what's the Makar? It's not based on the first Makar that we brought. So Nafkalumi mi velo. You learn it from the word velo, because the pasuk could have just said, lo yikach eshes aviv velo knaf aviv. Why did it say the extra verb velo yikach? It could have just said one or the other. So that's why we learn to include even chayvei asei or even chayvei lavin, not related. So just to put it together for a moment, we have three different opinions of Rabbi Akiva. Put that together with the two of the Mishnah, we have five shitas, just on this amud. Five shitas, where does the mamzer come from? From the most to the least, Rabbi Yeshua says only Chayvi Misas Bezdin. Rabbi Shimon HaTimni says only Chayvi Krisus. Next, most inclusive. Next one is most limited to most expansive. Chayvi Misas Bezdin to Chayvi Krisus. Third is Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, which is Chayvi Lavin that are based on relationships, Kurva. Next one is all Chayvi Lavin, number four. Number five is even Chayvi Asay. Five different shitas. What creates mamzeres again? Each one, you can think about the svara. We have makaros here, but each one you can think about the svara. Is it chumras aveira? Is it itzvisas kedushin? Etc. Period. Shimon HaTimni, and what about Shimon HaTimni? What's his makar for chayvi krisus? Savalak Rabbanan. He holds like the Rabbanan. Da Amri, meaning the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda. Da Amri b'shomeres yavim shal aviv akasim adaber. The pasuk that's next to the pasuk about mamzer is not about anusas aviv, which is chayvi lavin, but it is shomeres yavim shal aviv, which is a chayvi krisus. What's shomeres yavim shal aviv? Meaning a person's uncle dies. And therefore his father now, Reuven's uncle dies. So Reuven's father now has a shomeres yavam. So if Reuven is mezana to that woman, shomeres yavam, it's chayvi krisus. And the havi lechayvi krisus, v'samach lelo yavam mamzer. Alma mechayvi krisus avi mamzer. That's the makar for Shimon HaTimni.
Paternal.
Right, it's got to be paternal. Right? Is that the maternal uncle? I don't know what is that? Right, Eishes Achi Aviv. Got to chazer that vlot. Even if I chazer that vlot, I don't know if I would remember exactly which of the shnias and which of the. I'm sorry? Eishes Achi Imo is a shnia. It's a shnia. Okay, so it has to be paternal. It has to be paternal. I trust you. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua, Lichta Rachmana Lo Yigaleh. Rabbi Yeshua, who limits it to Chayvi Mises, why doesn't the Pasuk just say Lo Yigaleh? Lo Yikach Lamali. Why do you have that whole extra phrase? Elav Hachikamar. We darshan it. Mi Lo Yikach Ad Lo Goyeh. Ad Lo Yigaleh Avi Mamzer. We have two lavim to say only what's written beferish in between these two lavim are Mamzer. What's written in between? Only Eishes Av. Tvei Lo Avi Mamzer. So that's what we limited to. Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Period. Okay. Next, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, "Hakol modim b'ba'al hanida. Everybody agrees that even Shimon HaTimni, who usually says Chayv Krisus creates Mamzeris, if somebody is Boel on Isha Nida, even though that's a Chayv Krisus, there's no Mamzer. The Alasota, or the other one that everybody agrees to, and Eshizis Shazinsa, that's Naaseris Albaila, everybody agrees also that there is no Mamzeris from those two. Ain't a blood Mamzer. There's no, even though both of those are Krisus, there's no Mamzeris. Some Achronim say this is Chas de Hashem. You know, that you might have a time in history when a man is Boel Manita, and later on they're Bali Tshuva, whatever it is. So there's no Mamzeris there to worry about. There might be Pugum. Boel Manita creates Pugum, but that there is no Mamzeris. So we had a Tshuva of Moshe a couple of weeks ago that spoke about a man asked, do I have to be worried that this woman is a pogum? Moshe says if they have Midas Tovos, that reflects that they weren't pogumim. Maybe the mother went to the ocean at some point when she was a Nida, after Nida Daraisa. Okay. Either way, Abaya says, by Nida and by Sota, there is no Mamzeris issues. So what's the makar? Nida. What's the makar by Nida? If a man lives with a Nida, Rachman al-Islan, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Daha, Tafsi ba Kiddushin. Because there is Tfisas Kiddushin by a Nida. Shinemar Usahi Nida Sa'alav. Because she will be a Nida to him. She will have Nidas on her. Afilu b'shasi does a tasi b'kedushin. So it's a drasha. You have the word tihi, which is a lashon havaya, lashon of kedushin. And we say, this means even b'shas nidasa, she has tfisas kedushin. That is the makar by Nida. The Torah Tamima has the shaila in Vayikra. Vayikra Perek Tezvav. The Torah Tamima says, why? Why is Nida different? You have a makar. Tzeres HaKasav. Why is it different? So again, similar to what we discussed on Amud Aleph by Eishes Ish, the Torah Tamima here says, because her Isser isn't permanent. Her Isser isn't permanent. The fact that Nidus is a temporary Chayve Krisus, what other Chayve Krisus is temporary? Right? Every other one is permanent. So this is a temporary Chayve Krisus, so that reflects that it is more Kal than other Chayve Krisus. And then he quotes a Tshuva of the Pnei Yeshua, which we don't have, some they point out. A Tshuva of the Pnei Yeshua, who has the discussion, when it says, Kiddushin is Tofsin Benita, is that only by Kiddushay Kesef and Shtar, or even by Kiddushay Bia? What if somebody is Makad, we know there are three ways of Kiddushin, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, first mission in Kiddushin. So what about Kiddushay Bia? Is there Tfisas Kiddushin even by Kiddushay Bia? So he says, the Torah Tamima says, Vlodaiti Pashut, this is an Ost Sata Gimel, in Perak Tezvav and Vayikra, he says, I think of course it has to work. Because if it was about Kiddushi Kesev and Shtar, then what's the Gemara telling me? What, that there's no Nidab, there's no Mamzeris, he didn't do anything yet. Of course there's Tfisas Kiddushin by Kesev and Shtar. He didn't do an Aveira yet. So he says it has to be talking about Kiddushay Bia, and that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. Even by Kiddushay Bia, even though you violated Krisus, you didn't Isser Kares, still, there would be Tfisas Kiddushin, there would be Tfisas Kiddushin there. Again, why? Because this Isser is less Chamer than other Chayvi Krisus. It's just an Isser Zmani Sherovitz Aleha. It's not a Mahuti Isser Chayvi Krisus. That is the Torah Tamima Zahara on the first line. So Nida has Tfisas Kiddushin, and therefore there is no Mamzeris. Sota Nami, also Sota, meaning an Isha, an Eshizisha Zinsa, also does not create Mamzeris. Why? To Hatafsi Bakidushin. Because there is Tvisas Kiddushin. What does that mean? What do you mean there is Tvisas Kiddushin? By an Eshizisha Zinsa. She's married. So Rashi says no. Rashi, important Rashi, which is discussed at length in the Achronim. Rashi's first one in the skinny lines. Da'af la'achar shezinsa lo paku minei kidusheha harishonim. What's Rashi doing here? Rashi is making a link. If this was a real erva that would prevent kiddushin, then it would also break up a marriage as well. That's what Rashi is assuming. Ah, there's tisa kiddushin. Why? How do you know? Because she's still, an eshizisha shezinsa needs a get. The marriage doesn't dissolve automatically. She needs a get. So Rashi assumes that once, if something is a real erva, it would not only prevent Kiddushin from occurring, but also break up Kiddushin. Rashi has that link that it's automatic, and it's a svara. It's a svara. There's no mucker here broad. It's a svara. Once you have something that would prevent a marriage, that itself would, once you have something that would prevent Kiddushin from happening, so then that would also break up a marriage. The two go hand in hand. Yeah.
So what happens if there is a child from the ever, but for whatever reason, parents didn't know there was another.
What if you have a parent didn't know that? If you have a real mamzer issue, an ishus ishus insa, if it's the husband, if it's...
They didn't know, for whatever reason.
Right.
They didn't know that they were ever.
Right.
And there's a child.
There's a mamzer, it doesn't matter you have to have a ma'aseh biyo, like Ramosha said. Right. But even if you have a ma'aseh biyo b'shogeg, Rachmana l'Islan, it's a tragedy. Right. Rachmana l'Islan, it's still a mamzer. Yeah. Although, remember, a mamzer could get an aliyah, a mamzer could do all shaykh and all mitzvahs. He just has limitations, who he's allowed to marry. Yeah.
So, the Sfarim Rashi, you say the reverse by need of the fact that it doesn't break up the marriage?
By need of the fact that it does not break up the marriage. Right, the Gemara, though, doesn't use the Sfar by Nita. He only uses the Pasik. By Sota, it's based on a Sfar. Instantly, Rabbi Chana just has the Ha'ara. He says there's an amazing Gemara in Maseches Kedusha. The Gemara says there, how do you know that if a husband dies, the woman can marry whoever she wants? How do you know that Misa is Materas? That's the Gemara in Kedusha, Daf Yud Gimel. And the Gemara quotes a Pasik. The Gemara quotes a Pasik to compare Gerushin and Misa. We need a Pasik to say that if her husband dies, she can get remarried? Says Rabbi Chanan. What did Rashi here just say? Rashi here just said that the two things go hand in hand. If something does not break up a marriage, it prevents preventing and breaking up. So Rabbi Chanan, what's the difference between these two cases? If the husband dies, Sorach Lahavin, Mamol Hachdina Tapaki Mikan Lahaba, Mikamakom Te Asa Bishola Kiddushin Shaya Bakodim Afka. So who cares that you have a pasuk to say that it's broken for the future? But Te'asa Bishul Kiddushin, she was married, so too here. So he relates it. Again, I don't want to go off, but I just want to mention that Gemara, because it's an amazing Gemara that you need a mocker for that. So he talks about how it possibly could be worse where the husband just died, because she's still in the parsha of the marriage. She's still an erva, just so happens that the situation has been removed. Her husband died. Mashenkin here, she's an erva. Yeah. In Eishes Ish, that's what the Mishnah said. I'm an Aleph. Eishes Ish is Insa. Eishes Ish is Insa is Chayvei Misas Bezdin. That's what the Mishnah said. We brought the Raya to prove Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Right. What about the man who lives with his wife who is Mizana?
No,
so
getting back to that. How could Bizmana
Zeh,
that would be a
Mizana Zeh, Eishes Ish is Insa. That's worse. That would create mamzeris.
So
it's only the husband that lives with the woman.
Is that saying anything different then? Every business is better includes.
No, the question is if a man lives with his wife who was mizana.
Uh-huh.
So that's an isser, and that does not create mamzeris. That's sota here. Okay, let's continue. Tani nami hachi hakol modim. We have another brayso that says this. Hakol modim. Everybody agrees. B'bal anita v'al sota v'al shomeres yavam she'inav l'an mamzer. If a man lives with anita or a sota or a shomeres yavam, meaning a yavam alashuk, a woman's waiting to have yivam rechalisa done to her, and a man lives with her an ishzar. Also in that case, ain't avlad mamzer. Via Abaya, why didn't Abaya mention that third case? Shomeres yavam isafka leikravi kishmul, because he's not sure about that. He's not sure if the halach is like Rav, meaning there might not be tfisas kiddushin by a shomeres yavam. There might be mamzeres by a shomeres yavam. So he's not so sure whether shomeres yavam should be included, and therefore she is left off the list. That's an amazing shita to say that shomeres yavam might create mamzeres. It emphasizes and highlights the relationship, the quasi-ishus, between the Shomeres Yavam and the Yavam. The fact that an Ishzar might create Mamzeris with the Shomeres Yavam. But either way, it was left off the list. Kobaya wasn't sure about it. Omer B'Shem Ben Azai. Shem Ben Azai had found this Megillah. Tani Shem Ben Azai, Omer, Matzazi Megillah Siyuchsim Yerushalayim. I found on an old Megillah in Yerushalayim. The Kasava. It said the following three statements on it. Ish, Poni, Mamzim, Ish is Ish. That's number one. That's what we said in the Mishnah. The Kasaba, number two, Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Whenever you have a statement of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's Kav Vinaki. What's Kav Vinaki? Kav, Rashi explains, is a small measurement. He doesn't say too much, but when he talks, Naki, it's clean and we hold like him. Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. The Russian Eirvin says there are 102 statements of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Kav Vinaki. Kav Vinaki. Kav is 102. Kav 102 statements that are naki. And that's the second point that it says in this Megillah. And number three, Vakasaba, it also said, Menashe Harages Yeshaya. Right? Menashe Hamelech, the wicked king, killed Yeshaya Hanavi. Those are the three statements. Ma hakesher between all these two statements. The Aruch Lener discusses it. What all these three have to do with each other. Either way, those are the three statements on the Megillah. Amar Rava. So Rava explains what happened with Menashe and Yishayahu HaMelech. Meidan Daina. Menashe said to himself, let's make a din Torah v'katle, and we're going to put Yishayahu to death. Amar Lei. Menashe says to Yishayahu HaNavi, Moshe Rabbah Amar, you know why I'm going to put you to death? Because you're a Navi Sheker. You're a Navi Sheker. Why are you Navi Sheker? Your Rebbe Moshe said, Kelo Yirani Ha'adam V'chai, that no man could see God and live, V'yat Amart, and you said, in your vision, V'er'eh, right, Yishaya Perakei, that's the vision, that's his Maisim Merkava, V'er'eh as Hashem Yosheva Kiseiram, but he saw, I saw Hashem. What do you mean you saw Hashem? The Torah says you can't see Hashem. Moshe Rabbah Amar Moshe, your Rebbe said, Mik Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav, whenever you want to speak to Hashem, is wonderful. But you said, right, seek out Hashem when he is found. What do you mean? He's always found. Stira. Moshe Rabbah, number three, Omer, Est Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will fill your days. I will give you an exactly complete life. No more, no less. Then you said to my father, we had it back in Brachas Daf Yud, you said to my father when he was asking you he was going to die, you gave my father 15 extra years. What do you mean? How could you give that? Hashem says that his days were over. So, three things. Amar Yishaya says to himself, I know he's not going to listen to me. If I try to defend myself, he's not going to listen. V'yemalei ashav yamezid. And if I try to defend myself, I'm going to make it even worse for him. I'm going to make him more of a mazid. So mutav she'e shogegin, better that he's somewhat of a shogeg, even though the Achronim here point out, usually don't say that principle by a davar hamafurish batorah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, according to those Rishonim. By davar hamafurish batorah, you don't say mutav she'e shogegin. So here it's ritzicha, right? But still, this is at least a little bit mutav she'e shogegin. I'm not going to tell him. So what did Yishaya do? Amar shame. He said shame Hashem, ivla ba'arza. So all of a sudden he was swallowed up into a cedar tree. Right, he did a magic show. Right, he said Shem Hashem, and he disappeared into a cedar tree. Asuah arzav and asruah, but they found the cedar tree and started to saw it in half. How they find it? So there's the Mefarshim put this Yerushalmi. Maybe his tzitzis was sticking out. Maybe the corner of his begadim was sticking out. I don't understand if he could make himself disappear into a tree. He couldn't. Must be some symbolism about that. Either way, they could bring the tree. They start chopping it up. Kimata lahadi pume noach nafshe. When he got to his mouth, when he was inside the tree, he died. Mishum to Omar, as a punishment for when he was malshin on Bnei Yisrael. Mishum to Omar, ubetoch am tamei svatayim anochi yoshev. I am sitting amongst people who are impure of tongue. Betoch tamei svatayim anochi yoshev. With the Yamshel Shlomo here, last Yamshel Shlomo in this parak, in Berakah Cholitz, quotes that Misha kori lechaveru tamei svatayim. If somebody calls them their friend an impure of lips, even if he includes himself, Yishayahu HaNavi here is saying, I'm not worthy, Hashem. I'm a nobody. My nation's a nobody. I'm going to see Hashem. So he didn't even mean anything bad by it. But he called somebody else and I'm Tvei Svatayim. You have to ask Slichu Mechilu V'Kapara. And, you know, it's an Aveira. And the expansion of this, Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon. You can look this up if you never have. You have it at home. Shmiras HaLashon, Shar HaTvuna Perek Zayin. He has four pages on Yevuar Godel HaZehirus Milalamid Choval Yisrael Uschara Malamid Schus. How much we have to be careful when we talk about Klal Yisrael and when we talk about Tov about Klal Yisrael. Look at Yishayahu HaNavi. He meant to be Mevaz himself. I'm a nobody. I'm in a nation of nobodies. I'm going to see Hashem. And still look what happened. Still a terrible punishment. Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu HaNavi. He quotes all of these. All these personalities in Tanakh who said something even in a backhanded way negative about Klal Yisrael and they were punished. And then he quotes the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. He says, "Listen, my brother," says the Chavetz Chaim, to the words of the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. Zachar, he's talking to Hashem. Zachar, kama bali batim. This is a great for a drasha. Zachar bali batim yeshlam Yisrael. Think about how many bali batim there are amongst the Jewish people. She'ein lam parnasa. They have no money. V'oskim batorah b'chol yom tamid. And they're still oskim batorah. Zachar kama aniyam. How many poor people that are in the Bnei Yisrael and the goyim are raking their skin and torturing them and they're osik batorah. Uzachar kamanar, how many little children there are. They don't know from their right to their left, but they're still osik batorah. Zachar kama zakein of zakeinos. They can't move. They're in the hospital. And all they want to do is to learn a mission. All they want to do is to hear a vart. They're sitting there, Avisha Bashamayim, look at them. Zachar kama psachim, v'kama sumim, Yishlam Yisrael, Shelem Zonos, in the most difficult times. Don't say anything bad about Klal Yisrael. That's what he says in this parak, and that's why Yeshayahu HaNavi was punished, even though he didn't really mean anything negative by it. Okay, says the Gemara, Mikol Makashim Kashu Krei Adadi. Either way, so how do we answer the stiras though? The kashas that Menashe asked him, how do we answer the stira? So let's do the first one today, or the second one also, we'll see. Number one, V'eres Hashem, how do you answer the one that he says, I'll see Hashem, while in the Torah it says you can't see Hashem? Kid Tanya, famous. All Nevi'im saw in an unclear aspaklaria. Moshe Rabbeinu nistakel ba'aspaklaria ha-me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw in a clear aspaklaria. So what does it mean in the Torah, nobody could see me? That means it with clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu only saw with clarity, but nobody else can see. So what exactly does that mean? So there is a Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam in Meseches Kalim. Meseches Kalim in the last parak. When the Rambam writes, the word aspaklaria comes up there in the Mishnah. That's why it's tucked in there. The right, Pirush Mishnayis of Kalim, of course. Says the Rambam that whenever you look through glass, aspaklaria is like a glass. It's not exactly, like we have very clear glass today, let's say, very clear. But even if you look through glass, it's not the same as seeing without glass. If you see something in front of you, look through glass, it's a drop off. That's aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. It's a glass that's a little drop off. He says, ask the experts. If you look through glass, you're not exactly seeing exactly what's there. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw it exactly. It was as if the glass wasn't there. In the Spaklaria Hame'ira, he says, Bi'arnu in Yenifla, this was Moshe Rabbeinu. And he expands upon this. He quotes what he says in Kalim in Shemona Prakim. In the seventh parak of Shemona Prakim, he's like, Damat Perkei Avos, where he talks about the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. He says, when does Nevuah come? This is the Rambam Shita. It's a natural process. Once a person perfects themselves in Midos, in Sichlios, in everything, you perfect yourself, so then you reach the level of Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level a person could reach. So he thought he was perfect. He thought he was finished. He thought he could see everything. That's why he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Nas Kodecha, show me. I've perfected myself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's only one thing that's holding you back. You know what that is? You're human. You're human. You're a goof. So if you're a goof, that's preventing you. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the only thing that you have preventing yourself. But that's aspaklaria ha-me'ira. And that's what the Rambam discusses here a little bit more at length. There's more to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, but we'll start with this tomorrow and then talk a little bit about Tzareis Yemei Tshuva. Last few lines, Be'ez Hashem, and we finish the parak. Amazing parak. I hope you enjoyed parak acholetz. It's really amazing stuff in this entire parak. We still have a few more lines. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Okay, today's Shia was sponsored by the Kahn family. Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen.